At the end. And I would like to start my presentation with that idea, questioning that, what it is, what does it mean? So I'll just share my slides here. And as you hopefully, I'm hoping that you can see the slides, but then the title, Encountering a New Culture with a Question Mark. The question mark is actually very meaningful, and that's what we are also questioning now, not just talking what it is to adapt to a new life situation or a new culture, but then sort of questioning that, taking a slightly critical perspective and view on that. And by the way, if you have any questions or comments, use the chat. I'll check it every now and then because I don't see it immediately here. And I'm sure that the facilitators can also help me to, if there is a question, just, or you can just, open your mic, open your camera, and just talk. That's fine with me. Right. So let's start with an interesting concept of internationalization. I'm sure that you guys know that you are a part of this industry, or you are a part of the reason why University of Jyväskylä can also call themselves, or we can call ourselves, as international. Often it is the number of exchange students, number of foreign staff members, or students that are studying in our international degree programs that were not born in Finland and who have a different nationality. So that's often the way of seeing internationalization. It can also be like an internationalization of an organization or institution. But then again, the question is, what does that mean? What is internationalization? And my question that I would like you to think today is that since you and we are part of this enterprise, part of this process, part of this global shift, what does that mean to you? What is the personal level? What does it mean that you are studying in international program? What does it mean that you are doing an exchange period abroad? What does that add? What is the added value? Why do we do this? Here is a quote from one of our students who very nicely sort of puts in this sentence what we in MOVI believe, and MOVI is an abbreviation of the Finnish term for the Center for Multilingual Academic Communication. So what we in MOVI believe that is behind this internationalization. We believe that in order to become or be international, you can achieve and you can enhance and you can develop your multilingual and intercultural competence. So it's something that you can actually develop. It's something that you can benefit in your studies and in your work life. It's something that you can use every day when you are interacting with people from different backgrounds. So we don't really consider internationalization considering only those who come from different country, but it is this diversity that we have around us all the time. So we have a very broad definition for culture. And that's what I would ask also question and discuss with you today is that how do you see culture? What is culture? And what is that culture that you think that you need to adapt to? So, my presentation is sort of built around the theoretical literature and studies. I myself have been interested in the question of what happens to an individual or a group of people when they are moving to a new environment since I was studying intercultural communication myself. Also, when I was doing my PhD, I was looking at refugees, interpersonal relationships. And later, I've been doing research among international students, international degree students here at the University of Jyväskylä. So these questions have sort of followed me throughout my career. And all what I'm going to say is based on that knowledge. So it's just not on top of my head. But I'm not going to bore you with theories or models. I've got one result from one study that I'm going to present. But other than that, I really want you to sort of reflect and think personally on these things. So just first, let's look at the things, what to expect, and then maybe some ideas how to cope. I would like to start from you thinking about your expectations. What are your expectations from this journey, from this experience? Oftentimes, I think that our expectations are very much guiding the way that we encounter things. If I expect Finland to be, you know, if I now look outside my office window, it looks really, really grey and rainy and not happy at all. And if this is kind of my expectation, then, you know, if there is a sunny day, I'm very, you know, happily surprised and everything looks better. But if I'm sort of expecting Finland to be like a Caribbean island with a constant sunshine, and then I come across with something like this, grey and dull, the whole experience can be sort of more grey and dull. So oftentimes our expectations are driving how we encounter things. And what is important is often we react on an emotional level. So we kind of like something or we don't like something or we get upset or something like this. So I think that it's really important for us to become aware and be prepared to question and reflect our expectations and then our emotions. So my first task for you is to think and discuss what you expect. You know, what do you expect from your time in Finland? And please use the chat now. So just write something. What do you expect? What do you expect from the next 6 months or so? Just, you know, write things in chat. And now I'll make sure that I can see the chat. To be cold? Uh-huh. I hope that you stay until next summer. We had, to my mind, brilliant summer. It was plus 30 most of the time. It was just beautiful. It was dry. You expect to improve your English? Excellent. What about Finnish? Do you want to improve your Finnish skills? Winter sports? Yes. Let's hope that we have plenty of snow for you to do that. You want to learn about Finnish culture and language, nature, meet friends, snow and nature. Yes, meet nice people. Okay, also be prepared to meet not so nice people, to eat food you never had. Finnish course, yes. Lots of sauna, plenty of that. Learn and improve, yes, to learn. It's a learning process. Salmiak, yes, salmiak, the sweet, the licorice sweet, yes, yes, yes. Live car free in Jyväskylä, it is possible, yes. Get to know the Finnish language, beautiful. So what you're actually describing here is that it's not only the environment, you know, the physical environment, but it's all that. It's, you know, how things smell, how things sound, you know, what does it sound like, how things taste. So all of this might change. But then also values. What is valued? What is considered right and what is considered wrong? Things like this can also change. Let's look in a minute, a couple of the things we know from literature that can possibly change. So yes, get to know Finnish language. Mahtavaa, aivan upeaa. It's if you only know a couple of words, it will get you in a long way. Excellent. Thank you for this. Now let's move forward. So my next question to you is, you know, why do you have these expectations? Where do you have, is it someone you talked with that someone told you that this is what Finland is like or this is what Jyväskylä is like? Is it something that you saw on YouTube or maybe online? You know, where do you get these expectations? So now I'm going to put you in breakout rooms. And since we took the 2 minutes to actually make sure that our brain work, let's make it 8 minutes. So I believe that I can. No, I can't put you in small breakout. Yes, I can. Yeah, I'll put you in breakout rooms. And your task is to share some ideas. You know, if you have expectations, where do you get these expectations from? Why do you have these expectations? So just share a couple of things. Okay, welcome back, everyone. This is always my favorite moment when I see a glimpse of you, and I just sort of get so jealous of you actually seeing each other when you're talking and sharing things. But I understand that it is not possible to have the cameras open all the time. But yes, Pepe, thank you. So, what do you expect, and where do you get these expectations from? You might have heard something from a friend. You might read something on your newspaper. You might have some official information from the University of Jyväskylä. It could be that you saw something online. Could be that you visited Finland before. And all these possible sources for these expectations are very legitimate, and legitimate, that's the word that I was looking for. But then again, I would like you to be critical, is that, for example, if someone told you something about Finland, it could be that their experience was completely different than your experience is going to be. And if, for example, they had a wonderful experience because they were here on a holiday, then we all know how our traveling differs if it's purely holiday and pleasure, or if we are actually studying and working in that environment. Maybe your own experience was something, and then now, years later or months later, it can be still very different. I always remember my own experience that I used to work in London, and I used to travel there quite a lot. And then it was must have been something like 10 years between my previous visit. And then I visited London again, and my expectations were just so high. And it turned out to be a very, disappointing trip. And the reason was that when I used to work in London, I always had friends there. But then, of course, when I went there as a tourist, I didn't have those friends. So the city itself and the town and the environment was kind of more or less the same, but still my experience was very different. Also, if you read some official material, always do remember that it is written from a strategic perspective. So some things are being highlighted and some things are not. So, be also critical and let yourself experience this with a open mind, because oftentimes the expectations really do and make a difference in our experience and our encounters then. There is also a reason why I wanted you to discuss and share things for 8 minutes. It's a long time from this whole session, but I'll tell you the reason towards the end of my presentation. So let's get back to the slides now. So yes, expectations. And then going back to, now I can't see my slides because it's all, the blocks and blocks here for Zoom. But luckily I've got printed version here. Yes, so there is a lot of research behind this, and particularly if you are studying psychology or if you're interested in this, there is so much information that has contacted from the perspective of psychology or sociology. So, how we cope and what happens to an individual and group of people who encounter a new environment. So things that may change, and you see I've underline the word may, so it's not always necessary that all these things do change, but yes, the environment. So how much there are trees next to your apartment, In Jyväskylä, we have the lakes and there are a lot of trees. You don't have to walk far and you are in the forest, for example. And to some, that is really different from what you're used to. Not necessarily. Again, like you already listed, things, you know, how things look, how they sound, smell, feel, and taste. I often talk with international students who at some point are, you know, very unhappy because they can't find a club that is playing their favorite music or the kind of music they're used to. So it's kind of the acoustic world also that is different. I also have a friend who is from New York, and every time he comes to Jyväskylä, he brings the, you know, the tape, or it used to be a tape, now it's on, you know, online, but he has this need to hear the sound of traffic in order to go to sleep. In Jyväskylä, you might not have that. And to him, it was like this comforting sound that he was used to is the sound of traffic, and you don't necessarily have it here. So the acoustic world can also be different. Okay, the language, yes, or languages. One of you mentioned that you want to improve your English. I'm sure that you will, but then also be prepared that your English becomes this international English that is, it can be kind of like simplified version of another version of English. And this is because international students are often very good in adapting their language. So even if you are a native speaker of English, you do adapt to the fact that there are students who that is not their mother tongue. So you simplify things and you rephrase things, and so it becomes a dialect of its own. Values might be different, norms and rules, perception and interpretation. For example, you know, what does a smile mean? Or if someone is not smiling, you know, are they still happy? So these things can change, not necessarily. So, you know, you can be prepared by thinking, you know, what do you think might be different? But then again, I would like to stress the fact that despite of all these differences, there can be a lot of similarities. And why this is important is that in intercultural communication, oftentimes we focus on the differences. And if we focus on differences, it's very problem-oriented. We kind of see these differences as a challenge, whereas we could be looking at similarities. We know from psychology and from communication that if we see something similar, that can be values, norms, behavior, anything, hobbies, then similarities to attract. So similarities and liking like kind of go hand in hand. So why don't we, instead of focusing on differences, try to find similarities, because that makes us feel that we belong and we understand each other. So a couple of examples from the communication perspective, what could be different. The meaning of verbal communication. In some languages, the words really have a very strong meaning. So if you say that I will meet you tomorrow, that really means that I'm going to meet you. It's not this kind of idea that I could be meeting you if da 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 da. And in some other languages, in some other cultures, in some other communities, silence, for example, is a sort of negative thing. So silence is being filled in with verbal communication. There is not so much paid attention to what is being said, but it's really important that you do say something and you communicate, because that is kind of polite and that's way of connecting with each other. So there can be differences. What is okay to be, you know, what can you talk on a bus stop, you know, with strangers? There can be differences. Using names, addressing. In Finland, you know, everybody calls me Lotta. I'm a teacher, I'm a doctor, but you know, you can call me Lotta. But then I always have to remind my international students that even that you can call me Lotta, I am not your friend. So, you know, you can't get away from, you know, writing an essay or doing an exam just because you can call me Lotta. Okay, questions and critique. You know, can you, are you expected to present questions during the lecture, for example, or not? These can also vary in different places. And then, of course, nonverbal communication. Kinesics is your facial expressions. You know, smile, for example. What does that mean in different situations or different contexts? Body language. Can you touch? How much you touch each other? Now, COVID has changed that a lot. But, you know, before COVID time, did you, when you were talking with your friends, are you a kind of person that likes to touch the person that you're talking with, or do you prefer a distance? Those are, we can have differences in that. Then also, oh, now I can't see the slides, but anyway, you can see the differences there. You know, how do you use space? Your paralanguage is the kind of... all these sort of noises and things that you can use without actual verbal communication. An example of this could be like a listening behavior. When you're listening to someone, are you expected to do this kind of ha, aha, or not? Finnish people are often accused of being very quiet and not using any of these cues when listening. So, you know, we're still listening, even that we don't do that. Okay, and then concept of time. So we can, you know, these can be different, but then not necessarily. And these are just a couple of examples. Well, my next question to you is that what is, and now we are questioning or, you know, looking critically the word culture here, is that I did notice that some of you actually wrote in chat that you would like to get to know the Finnish language and culture. Then what is the new culture that you are about to encounter? Is it the Finnish culture or is it something else? And what is Finnish culture at the end of the day? Their field of intercultural communication is kind of shifting from this national cultural ideas to more diversity, sort of seeing that a national culture is too big a concept. But we can only talk about like smaller communities and their way of communicating. And what is the problem with this sort of very broad concepts like national cultures, or we can even talk about like European culture or Asian culture, is that then we really overgeneralize things and we don't allow the either individual differences or then the sort of smaller variation within this broad group of people to be surfaced. And to some of us, it's more important to belong to a community of cyclists rather than the fact that I am a Finn. And it depends on the context. In one situation, other things are relevant than in another situation. And to you guys, it's really important that you are coming to an academic environment. You're studying at the University of Jyväskylä, and that Finnish culture can be completely different from if you went and visited my grandparents in Pihtiputa, which is a very small village somewhere in the forest. So, you know, what is the Finnish culture? What is the culture that you're expected to encounter? And then my other question is that who do you think that you will encounter? We have studies conducted in many, many, many countries. And their often results are that international students hang around with each other. So you create this community of international students. And then oftentimes, and see if I've got that as a, let me just jump a couple of, we come back to these, but I'll just jump into the slide that I had later. Here it is. This is a title from a Finnish newspaper from last spring. And it basically says that international students are left without friend, you know, left without Finnish friends at Jyväskylä. But this is not a typical phenomena only to Finland, but this is a typical phenomena for all the universities across the globe. So it's sometimes difficult to form and maintain interpersonal relationships with the locals. And why is that? Why do you think that is? It's not because they hate you. It's not because they are prejudiced. Sometimes it is so, but most of the times not. But the explanation behind this is that a lot of the times, so-called locals already have their social circles. They have their hobbies. They have their friends. They have their families. They don't need new connections anymore. Whereas you are in a situation where you could really use friends, and you are here to have a new social network and you know, become internationally networked. So your expectations are different. But then this is something that you can change. This is something that you can be active. Now, if we go back to a couple of slides, is that it's also understandable why it's more difficult to do that than we, it's just that, you know, you just tell yourself, oh, now I'm going to make some friends. It's not always just so easy. But you have to understand that when you come across with something unfamiliar, something new, whether it's a new environment, new studying environment, there are these reactions that we know that are documented vastly, again, in psychology mainly, is that when we are faced with something that is new, we often have these emotional reactions. You remember the beginning I said that it's also the emotions, how we then, and the emotions then also sort of drive our further expectations. So unfortunately, I also have to tell you to be prepared to be tired. Just if your mother tongue is, for example, Mandarin Chinese, and then you are studying in English and you haven't done that before, and you're studying in another language, it makes you really tired because you're listening more carefully. And you're also, when you are speaking, you have to think more carefully. So it makes you tired, even to an extent that we know that there are a lot of burnouts among expatriates, for example, people who work abroad. At worst, it can lead into this avoiding contact, that you know that with these people, I just don't understand what they're trying to say, so I'd rather not interact with them. Sometimes these emotional reactions can lead to ethnocentrism, and you kind of think that, oh, I wish I was back at my home country and things would work so much better, because that's what's familiar with you, and then that's something that is new and different can enhance this ambiguity and uncertainty, and we don't necessarily enjoy those feelings. We sometimes blame the others for our bad feelings and problems, because it's difficult to, it's more easier to blame the others than you know, reflect, you know, is it because I have difficulties in dealing with my uncertainty? It can sometimes lead even to mild paranoia, and I have a personal experience. I was in the Netherlands, I did my exchange period there, and I didn't speak Dutch. The only thing that I did learn was to say, Ik spreek geen Nederlands, which means I don't speak Dutch. So I was sitting in a bus one day, and the bus was empty, and it was just me. And then there were young boys who came and sit behind me. And as they were sitting behind me, they started to laugh. And I thought that, they're laughing at me. So I was paranoid, but I didn't understand what they were saying. So I thought that it's about me because I don't understand. So that's just an example that we kind of tend to be negative on our thinking if we don't understand. Okay, and then eventually it can also, all these very strong, stressful emotions and feelings can also lead to pains like stomach aches or headaches. So, you know, be prepared, but don't expect these. I hope that you don't kind of wait, oh, when does it hit me? It doesn't necessarily hit you at all. So also remember, here is a list of things that if somebody who was here before told you things about your vascular and now your expectations are formulated based on that, it's a very different process for everyone. So these are a couple of things that might change the way that your experience is going to be laid out. You know, what's it going to be like? So here is the one research result that I said that I would bore you with. And this is a result from a study where we were interviewing these international students who study in the master programs of in our university. And what I would like you to look at is that the main reasons, or the goody meeting is a kind of counseling meeting where you can go and talk if you have some issues and problems. So the main reasons at this point and during this time were study-related issues. And the second point was social relationships, and then stress and well-being, financial, and only after that became the issues with culture shock or homesickness. So studying at the University of Jyväskylä can be something different. So you're actually not adapting to Finnish culture, but you are adapting to a University of Jyväskylä culture. And then the social relationships. And this is where I would like to sort of draw all the things that we've talked today and we've done today during my session, is that what I think it's important is the social relationships. So we know that communicating with others, you share social support, you get to know places and you learn the language. So it's really important that you have those interpersonal relationships with other students, but also hopefully with locals. And we know that sort of these geographical places become homes through these relationships. It's when you have when you think that, you know, now I know people here, that's when you start feeling at home. So what you can do, where you can get to know people, is that different courses and multidisciplinary courses. This is something that I really want to stress, is that last year we did this interdisciplinary course with international students. And the best part of the course was that the students said that we got to know students from other departments. So, you know, don't just hang around with students from your department, but also from that perspective, try to jump out of your comfort zone. Get to know people, be active in that, but then also keep in contact with your existing social networks. That's where you get social support. So all in all, I'm stressing the interpersonal relationships. That's why I wanted you to spend time, that 8 minutes of discussing and meeting new people, meeting new faces. Keep on doing that, and I hope that you'll have an enjoyable time here at the University of Jyväskylä. Thank you.